The relationship between your mother and, as you call him, Dad, it was good, wasn't it?
Between Genevieve and Dad?
Yeah.
Wonderful. They loved each other dearly and showed it. I never heard a real quarrel between them. There were times when I know they didn't agree, but you never heard a quarrel.
Can you kind of, through your eyes, talk about Waite? How would you describe him?
I adored him. He was very nice to me, always. He and I both liked history, geography, and we liked to read. And we had those things in common that Choate didn't have with him, and Genevieve didn't have with him. She wasn't particularly interested in history or the geographic world. So we had some wonderful conversations. About 2 years after we were married, Chope and I took a trip to Alaska with them, and Dad had always wanted to see Skagway, where the gold rush kind of started and was a jumping-off place for the people to go look for gold. And when he and his twin brother had come west, they had originally planned to get on a boat and go to Alaska. Well, there was no boat. And then winter was coming up, and they didn't do a lot in the winter. So they lost their desire to go when they couldn't hop right on the boat, which I'm glad he didn't go. We might not have had him otherwise. Dan had a very inquisitive mind, which I do too, and we always wanted to know about things. We read the same books. Dad would pass books on to me about historical figures, mainly, which I liked. Before he died, he wanted me to come out and help him write a biography. And I told him whenever he felt like it, I would come and do it. But that never happened. Another thing he wanted that never happened, he wanted to rent a car or two cars or whatever was needed on the railroad and travel around, go up and across Alaska, I mean Canada, and then come down through Iowa and see that again. Maybe go to New York. He said we could just go wherever we wanted to, hook onto a train. But that never happened. We should have done it sooner, but we didn't.
Yep.
But it was fun to dream about it and talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like he treated you as you were his daughter.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
He certainly did.
Yep.
I couldn't have been happier. My mother had died when I was quite young, and my grandmother raised me. And my dad was sort of out of the picture. He remarried and was really never a dad. So, of course, I was very glad to put that name on Waite.
Yep.
And he asked me to call him Dad. We had a good relationship, and I got to know him very well. He would tell me things sometimes that, well, I know he asked me about religion, and I said, well, I'm not a very religious person. I was raised in a very, very strict Baptist, and when I found I couldn't believe that, I thought I was an atheist. And he said, you know, I went through the same thing when I was a boy. And when I was out wandering around, he said, we had been under both grandfathers, his mother's father and his father's father, were Methodist ministers. And the family had pretty strict beliefs. And the boys were taught to, or they tried to teach them, to be good Baptists. And Dad said, you know, I couldn't believe the things they were saying either. Like me, we didn't know anything else. So we thought, well, if we can't believe that, we must be an atheist. Well, of course, we weren't. And we both found, as we got older, that you don't have to be like those very strict, hidebound religious people that we were raised with, even though neither one of us went to a church.